Kwe. Bonjour. Hello, my name is Jamie Lee McKenzie. Welcome to Pisaysin.
Our people know that everything in creation has a spirit, like the plants, the trees, the water, the rocks. They all have a spirit, including the moon. And the moon is known as the grandmother moon, the grandmother spirit. Around the full moon, we gather in a circle and we ask that grandmother moon to give us new energy. My English name is Stephanie King McLaren, but I'm married to Nate McMartin. My spirit name is Gima Binishikwe, and that means leader bird woman. I'm from Temiskaming First Nation, and I'm Bear and Loon Clan.
Stephanie McMartin has been doing the full moon ceremony for a couple of years now. She first began doing it in her community of Temiskaming First Nation, but recently she started sharing her knowledge of the ceremony in Kebewek First Nation as well. Stephanie is our guest today. So Stephanie, can you tell us, what is the full moon ceremony?
When you're under that moonlight, you just feel the energy. It helps you feel like you're not alone. The moon itself is representing your grandmother, but the purpose is to unload, to like refresh, to let go and get new energy. It's an opportunity for women to take time for themselves. The ceremony differs from community to community and even like individual to individual, because for Nate and I, we started these ceremonies together. And because Nate was there, a lot of men felt like they had a place to come and share as well. And they do. Originally, the teaching was that it was a ceremony for women, a chance for them to get out and have a space just for them. And sometimes we do it that way. We'll gather in a circle, the women. Other times we do it together. We just go with how it feels that day. But we honor the grandmother moon. We ask her for guidance. We can ask for direction in life, wisdom, help with our children or others. The grandmother moon can give us healing and balance in life.
So how did you get started doing the full moon ceremony?
I started getting more into my culture when I had a trauma in life. I lost a brother to suicide and I needed some help, and I didn't feel like the mainstream world was working for me. Like, you know, I have this social work and psychology background, so I needed something else. And I went to a sweat lodge actually. And in that sweat, I got like so much healing. Whenever something else came up, I knew like the traditional healing methods is what worked for me. So I went to ceremonies, I went to sweat lodges, and they helped me. So one time about 2 years ago, our grandmother in the community needed a little break from doing these ceremonies. And I was asked by a TFN member to take over the ceremonies for a while. And I was really intimidated to do this ceremony. And like Grandmother Marilyn's shoes were pretty big to fill. But another elder I learned from, he said that all of us, you, me, all Anishinaabe people, we have our ceremonies inside of us. It's our blood memory. We just need to like ignite it. And so I went, I did the ceremony and kind of winged it, to be honest, but it felt good and people were happy and feeling supported and leaving feeling positive and refreshed. Yeah, we continued them in TFN and in Kebewek. It's awesome. I think people are thirsty for their cultural knowledge, and I feel like a responsibility to share that knowledge when I receive it.
And what happens during the ceremony?
We start with a welcoming song. We have a sharing circle, so every person gets a chance to share why they're there, maybe asking for that direction in life or guidance. So everybody does that in the circle while holding tobacco. in our left hand, closest to our hearts. And then we put the tobacco in the fire with the cedar, as we're taught that the cedar has the power to take our messages to the Creator. And the tobacco was offered with our prayer, because Anishinaabe people, we don't take without giving. When we're asking the Grandmother Moon for that guidance and support, we offer tobacco for our prayers. The water ceremony is a big part of full moon ceremony. So we ask the Grandmother Moon to bless the water. The water then becomes our medicine to cleanse us mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The song, The Water Between Us, it's a beautiful song by youth here in TFN, very touching lyrics. We sing the part of the song that's about blessing the water. So we sing that song with the water in the four directions, and then we share that water with everybody who is in attendance. We drum, we sing. We finish the ceremony with the Feast of Berries. Another thing I can't explain is the berries taste so good at ceremony. We also offer water and berries to the fire, and we ask that the Creator bless our feast. And then we close by singing a traveling song, so that we send our ancestors home, and also so that everybody gets home safely.
Some people are just starting to learn their culture. What would you say to somebody who's never been to a full moon ceremony before but would like to come?
I would say come as you are, and don't even be worried about what everybody tells you you need to bring, like tobacco or ribbon skirt. If you come to a ceremony with Nate and I, just come as you are, and you're going to get these things as you go along, like your teachings. Ribbon skirts are really special. They're really great. I feel really safe when I wear mine. I also know that we're reclaiming our culture. So not everybody has that ribbon skirt. And, you know, like our two-spirited people might not be comfortable in a skirt. So show up as you are. You get to celebrate your life. I definitely encourage people to come as they are and don't be afraid. And there's no big rule book.
And this is where we end our conversation with Stephanie McMartin from Temiskaming First Nation about the full moon ceremony. Miigwech to Samyen for the music, and Kitchi Miigwech to all of you for listening. I'm Jamie Lee McKenzie from Drumbeat Radio in Kebewek First Nation, and this is Pisaysin, a project initiated by Minwashin. Pisaysin.